All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We're back with Princess X. Let's get started. Naja, even though she said she wanted to attend class... I'm leaving early. There's something I need to do at the house. Left for home in a panic. What was that all about all of a sudden, even though she came all the way here? What's up with her? Who knows? She was reading my magazine and then stood up and left in a hurry. I'm not sure it counts as standing if you don't have legs, but really, what could have happened? After school. Nacha went home first, but what's she doing now? It was a problem when she showed up at school, but I worry about leaving her at home too. I hope she hasn't caused any trouble. We're home! Home! This goes like this. Hmm? Nacha, what are you doing? She says shh. Yeah, I got that one too. Ah, she's cooking for Nii-chan. Oh, that's nice. You go, Naja. They say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. It was in this week's Petite Motel. Petite Motel is a women's magazine. I read that too. Then the menu must be... Precisely. Hold on now. What kind of women's magazine? Like, out of all the years that's been around, one magazine's like... The way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Oh my god, I never knew that. I've been married to this man for 37 years and... Is that what you like, dear? Do you like cooking? Oh my god, they finally realized it. After all these years, if it wasn't for one magazine... It just, I don't know, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like one magazine would just all of a sudden... I don't know, it's funny. Our recommended dish to capture even the most passive man's heart in an instant. Show him your domestic side. That one. My god. You wouldn't even be able to write that anymore. They'd throw you in the river. Die, you internal misogynist. Yes, yes, that's it. Exactly, that! Nico Jaguar, of course! I don't want to eat that! No way, Naja! Look at Baya-san! Baya-san is being attacked by your cooking. It's eating her. Silence! Anyway, just hold it down. I'm about to finish peeling the onions. I'll come help after. I know, but however much I peel these onion things, there's always another layer. That's just how onions are! Oh lord, she's crying because of the onions. I wonder why I'm shedding tears, perhaps unable even to remove the skin of a vegetable. I unconsciously lament my own powerlessness. That's also just how onions are. Hang in there. All human men love this. I need to show my domestic side. Ah, it came over here. Here! I hope things are fine at the house. I've got a bad feeling. Better hurry. Hmm? Mist? Light mist has fallen. It's not really that cold, but there's a white haze everywhere. The mist grows thicker and thicker until it obstructs my sight. This is pretty dangerous. The more I walk, the thicker it gets. I can't see what's in front of me. Nothing for it but to keep walking, using the guardrails and telephone poles as guides. But if a car comes, there might be an accident. I don't need any more bad luck a day after a fantasy monster shows up at my house. If it was going to turn out like this, maybe I wouldn't have tried to rush. What's this sound? An unfamiliar sound? No, unfamiliar in reality, but I hear it plenty on TV. And period dramas and such. This is definitely the sound of a horse's hooves. That or somebody banging two coconuts together. It's a Monty Python reference. But there shouldn't be any horses around here. Finally, from the depths of the mist, I see a silhouette approaching. What? Why is somebody riding a horse? It really is a horse with somebody riding it in the middle of town? Eh? 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 No, I was wrong. As it gets closer, I realize that it's not a person riding a horse. It's more like, how to put this? Another something. It's a person that is a horse! Human, do you perceive me? Eh? Yet another fantastic creature. Not a person riding a horse, but a person with the lower body of a horse. A centaur. Yet another non-human person has come to our town. And she's clad in armor with a gigantic lance in hand. Obviously equipped for a fight. What a mess. Answer me. Do you perceive me? Yes, I can see you. I see. How interesting. To think the curtain of mist would have no effect. Are you a scout of the Empire disguised as a human? No! Indeed, you do not have the stink of a demon. Then you are a real human, however. I have heard that no varieties of people exist on this world but humans and naked mole rats. And yet you saw me and were not surprised. No, I'm definitely surprised. And what the heck is a naked mole rat? To see a warrior of an unknown breed and not even scream, you must be incredibly brave. Or else a human magician. No, I'm neither. It's just that I'm not that surprised because I, well, know somebody a bit similar. What? When she started talking about humans in this world and the Empire, I figured out what was going on. The centaur is from another world, like Naja. Perhaps one of Naja's subordinates? You're from the same world as Naja, right? The one with the Gorgonian Empire? Naja? You know the Gorgonian witch? See, they do know each other. You? Show me your face. What? Oh, now that I look closer, that face, you were the one with that witch. I'm not gonna tell on you, but you shouldn't talk about your princess like... Calling her a witch seems a bit...
貴様はナーディウス十二世と屋上で何やらよくわからぬ行為をしていた男だな。
Silence! I was watching through a spirit of light. You are the man who was performing some strange activity with Nadius the 12th on the roof. Why were you watching? And it was just a tit job. I will hear no excuses. Clank! Vanish with the mist of my holy lance, Deus Ungus! Our lance goes clank? Well, one thing is clear. She wants to stab me with it. I'll probably die. Oh, ow! Oh, wait! I'm sorry about the tit job. I'm sorry for titty fucking your princess, but that was her doing, not mine, so could you... You seem to be misunderstanding something. What's that? I am Proxima, the Lance of God, the 31st child of the 195th Pope of the Holy United Kingdom of Messier, and a holy heavy knight. I am the one who will slay the evil Gorgonian witch, Nadius the 12th, and bring peace to Demiurgos. She's Nadius' enemy? A princess of some other country, not the Gorgonian Empire? Knowing that you are connected to that witch, I cannot simply let you go. What? I thought the worst case scenario was that a day after a fantasy monster appeared at my home, I got into a traffic accident in the middle of some mist. I was wrong. There was a worst case scenario. A day after a fantasy monster arrived at my home, I'm being attacked by a different fantasy monster in the middle of some mist. Prepare yourself. Wait a moment. Listen to me. I'm not Naja's ally. What did you say? Crack! Ah, Ni-chan's bold. Did something bad happen to him? Who cares? Let's run! Naja, do something about this. Wait a second. These tears are... So that's how it is. You are the son of Mercuria. Then I must put my lance aside. Mercuria is an honored guest in our country and a partner in trade. She knows my dad, and he's trading with her country too. And well, it seems dad made some promise with Naja's country, and I'm supposed to marry her as collateral or something. Marriage? Then you would be her relative? Clank! Why, it's a problem for me too. She says they'll destroy this world if I don't marry her. So you're being threatened, you poor thing. Mercuria has been a benefactor to the Empire as well. Does that witch have no sense of gratitude? If you don't mind, would you tell me your story? I haven't heard much from Naja. Why not? Then, tell me about Demiurgos and Naja's country and your country, Proxima-san, and about my dad. You have a lot of questions, don't you? Naja and my dad won't tell me anything. I see. Then let me put things in order, beginning with Demiurgos. She explains that Demiurgos is a world somewhat like ours with a number of major differences. Due to the presence of magic and miracles, magic based on faith, science is considered heretical. Laying down the law is Proxima's theocracy, the Holy United Kingdom of Messier, often more simply called Messier or the Catalogue. It was once powerful enough to subjugate all of Demiurgos, bringing peace and stability to the world. But then the earth split open in the far reaches of the north and the world of spirits, Makai, was unleashed. Makai took advantage of the poor and weak-hearted of Demiurgos to expand rapidly and invade Messier. The invasion was led by Naja's ancestor, Nadius I, and his allies. The holy scriptures of the catalog record this as a battle with an evil red dragon and seven great snakes. The first battle went to catalog. Nadius I was defeated, and peace returned to the world. But 1,000 years passed, and everyone forgot. Nadius X, the great red dragon emperor, arose again from the depths of the earth with a great army and attacked Demiurgos. Nadius X wielded overwhelming power and magic and conquered Demiurgos in the blink of an eye. And ruling much better than Nadius I, he went on to conquer one weak country after the next. Over those 1,000 years of peace, the ability of Messier to unify the people had diminished, and those who could work miracles had grown few in number. As a result, 7/10 of the world are now controlled by the Gorgonian Empire. But the great red dragon emperor died, and Nadius XI, mother of Nadius XII, began her reign. She was not as strong as her father had been. And Naja is even weaker. At last, our just catalog may begin its counterattack. I see.
Nadius XI.
The weakness of Nadius XI, no, of the whole Gorgonian royal line, is that they can only have one or two children. If they lose these children, they're left without a successor. The Empire will collapse into squabbling factions. My duty is to take out Nadius XII, Naja. An assassination? No! Do you think you could keep that stuff in your own world? In the other world, I would need to assault the Imperial Palace. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I understand that, but please, don't try to kill Naja or anything. I'm sure you don't really need to kill her. Why do you protect her? She is evil. But I don't want to see my acquaintances killed. You didn't have intercourse with her, did you? Was that repulsive monster? Is that why she has your sympathies? That's not why. And anyway, we didn't do that. Just with the mouth and the tits, but it's probably best not to mention that we had any kind of physical relationship. Anyway, I need to change the subject. Hey, you said my dad helped you out, right? Yes, that's correct. After our nation won the Battle of Dickin Hill? The Empire requested a ceasefire. We had no reason to refuse. The one who arranged it is Mikuria. That is, your father. So he really is some kind of war profiteer. I knew he was a salesman, but when did he become the Lord of War? War profiteer? No. He is without a doubt a merchant and philanthropist. He helps our country's war refugees and builds schools. Oh, really? In our country, the name Mikuria is everywhere, and everyone is grateful for it. We know how to show courtesy, unlike a certain empire. Is that so? I really don't know. The more I hear, the less I understand about what kind of person my father is. On the other hand, I heard that my father does business in Naja's empire as well, so what about that? Business is business. It's not as though Mikuria was selling them weapons. His lack of discrimination between the needy is what makes him so wonderful. Even if she stresses how great he is, what he's doing to his own son seems pretty unambiguously unambiguously ill-intentioned. It's the Empire's fault for continuing the war without understanding Mikuria's nature. That's clear any way you look at it. It seems that my dad's con game operates at the level of nations. Both Najia's country and Proxima's sons trust him completely. To me, he seems totally selfish and about the least trustworthy person in the world. Well, I understand that my dad is a big shot, at least. Absolutely. I've never seen such a great man. He is a splendid individual. Proxima-san isn't picking up on my distaste. Don't cause any more trouble, Dad. Still, I see. The Empire is trying to win over Mikuria by marrying you to that witch. Najia said as much at school. However, I will not allow it. You and Najia will not marry. Really? What a good person. How reliable. If you do, I will destroy this world. Excuse me, what was that? To keep them from using the power of Mikuria's company, I will send all humanity to be with God. That is why His Holiness granted me this holy hand grenade of destruction. No, hold on, don't. That'd be bad. Wait, that's a problem. What? There would be no problem unless you marry her. That's true, but if I marry her, this person will destroy humanity. If I don't, Najia will destroy humanity. The humans of this earth are done for either way. Now then, that's all there is to explain. Kindly take me to Najia. What should I do? This situation is out of control. Oh, so this is a house of this world. It's surprisingly small. You follow me home and then you criticize my house. Now then, call out the witch. I will bury her in single combat. Eh? It's fine, but is that okay? You don't want to take her by surprise? Fool! I am a knight, the lance of God. I would do no such cowardly thing. She did come to assassinate somebody, though. I will assassinate her fair and square. I don't know if that's honorable or what. I don't really get this person, but maybe she's normal in her world. Now call her out, or else! Wait! Hold on! At that moment... No, there is no need to call. Rattle, 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 rat-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta- I knew you would come. I cast a detection spell a moment ago. And I know you spewed some needless things to Shinichi. You priests of the catalog are true swindlers. That's quite a claim. This is starting to smell like a fight. What should I do? Ni-chan, welcome back! Ak, you're here too? It's dangerous. Go hide over there. It's fine. Taking cover might be more dangerous right now. What does that mean? Hey, Ni-chan, did you see something over there? Naja said she used the detection spell, didn't she? She was looking for that thing, but it still hasn't turned up. I have no idea what you're talking about. Nadius the 12th! You came here so casually without any guard. The soil of this strange world will be your grave. Die for peace! Don't be so distant. Go on, call me by my nickname. That's right, Witch Nausea. Come on, Proxy. But Proxy? What kind of name is that? Do you like it? It's a name in the style of this Japan world. Very kawaii, Proxy-chan. I have a holy name, Proxima! Proxy is better, I have decided. Don't trifle with me, you're always like that! Do you have some complex about your name, you easily wounded woman? You always get so heated on the battlefield. Hmm? Proxima-san, have you and Nausea fought? Yes, many times. And I won every time. I wanted Dickon Hill. That was General Zile's fault, not mine. He's your subordinate. Indeed, but you were the one saved by the ceasefire. Be grateful to the Mercuria father. If it were not for him, I had intended to blow away the whole hill with magic, Zile and soldiers and all. That's right. Just like this! Well, here comes the battle music. Oh, Tower of Calamity! Tower desiring to rise above God! A rain of arrows upon the roaring rabble below! Shinichi, get away! As soon as she hears Nausea's incantation, Proxima shouts to me. To me, and probably to my sisters as well. Then a sound cuts through the wind. Wow! A cascade of arrows falls upon Proxima-san, but not even one connects. Her legs move like the wind, lightly leaping, the sound of hooves ringing out as she dodges. Arrows will not hit me, have you forgotten? They're no match for my legs. I thought I'd see if you were tired from the trip. Thank you for worrying about Shinichi, by the way. I only told him so he would not obstruct the battle. Well, well, of course, there was no way my magic would hurt Shinichi. And you, have you forgotten? The power of the Tower of Calamity is not only in arrows. Apparently not. In the next moment, not arrows, but lightning strikes from above. Zap, crash, boom! Crash! What is this? Lightning is the weapon of God. It will not work on me. Stop hiding behind summoning magic and come trade blows with me! I decline. I can't have a fair, clean fight with somebody like you, Proxy. Weakling! Coward! That's fine with me. My mother raised me to be like that. I don't mind. Heed my order, Gatekeeper of Earth! Chasers! Attackers! I know this spell. An immobilizing spell, the magic she used back at the school. You can't catch me with this kind of magic. I am descended from the horse who dashes across heaven. The sky is my garden. Soar, my body. Heh, you wanna fly? The Tower of Calamity is a... The Tower of Calamity is a ground attack spell. It's no use now. I am the Holy Lance that smites demons. Did you think I would forget counter spells? In that case, repulse. Okay, hold on. That's a long one. Repulsive beast from the space between stars. Oh, thing that should not be. Eat of the flesh and the blood of my foes. Star spirit summoning! Space twists. Like a mirage, like a rainbow. I learned in school that in Japanese, the words for both mirage and rainbow originate from the word for snake, which is also the word for dragon. So perhaps it's an appropriate technique for Naja, a snake, dragon from another world. A monster appears, no, slithers from the tear in space. It's different from either Naja or Proxima, a more repulsive, genuinely loathsome existence. An Odessa of the Void, a fitting attack for your vile bloodline. Say what you will. It seems an appropriate opponent for you. I have business with Shinichi, so please excuse me. Like, I'll let you go! Proxima-san kicks off the air and leaps straight at me. Then she grabs me and lifts me up. What? Proxy, what are you doing? The end justifies the means. She's using me as a shield, knowing that Naja won't hurt me. What was that before about a fair, clean fight? Or by her standards, does this qualify? Naja's summoned creature is headed towards us, but... Yeah, return, Star Spirit! The disgusting thing disappears right before it reaches us. What's wrong, Naja? You're so proud of your summonings. Did you get tired of it? Or are you finally ready to trade blows yourself? In that case, I can't let my shield go, if you insist. Apparently, the two have decided to finish this hand-to-hand. I think Naja, too, expected from the start that she wouldn't be able to avoid a direct showdown. Despite my ignorance of martial arts, I can see the tension building between them. But hold on, both of you! It's a bit late to say this, but won't you stop fighting? I'd like you to listen to what I have to say. I'd rather this ended without violence. After all, isn't it pointless? Granted, their countries are at war, but there's no need for the two of them to fight this out right now. Or maybe there is a reason. For Proxima-san, this really is a once-in-a-lifetime chance. I'm sorry, Shinichi. I absolutely have to settle things with her. And that goes for me as well. Sorry, Shinichi. I'm letting you go. With that, she sets me down on the ground. Maybe it's her knightly spirit, or maybe she made a cool calculation that she couldn't win against Naja with only one hand. Let's go, Proxy! Come, Naja! Naja's wielding two half-moon swords, one in each hand. She holds them high. Proxima-san readies her lance at her hip, and then... they explode into motion! Eh, what? I can't see! What is this? It's Dragon Ball Z fighting, bro. You'll get used to it. My eyes can't follow their movements. I can hear weapons clashing and clanging, but that's all. Dancing in the midair, dashing over the ground, their fight threatens to spill out into the neighborhood. I guess I can't do anything but watch. If you'd done this from the start, I would not have had to bother Shinichi. You're the one who involved him. Wrong! Shinichi found me! You're just running your mouth, or perhaps you seduced him. Jealousy? Princess of Gorgonian? How unsightly. Hardly. Why, you? What's wrong? Your sword work is getting rough. You weren't like this the last time we crossed blades. Shut up! My ultimate magic will turn you to cinders! Try it! The glory of God will turn you to ash! The sky rumbles. No, not the sky. The space around us is vibrating. Shinichi, Saki, Yuki, stay where you are! A crystalline dome materializes around us. This must be a barrier Naja made it for us. The two intone their spells. These must be their ultimate magics. Flames of earth, flames of heaven, flames of void, my foe is before me. Burn him away and let the world be reborn again! Oh ye holy! Oh ye holy! Oh ye holy! World-making light of trifold holiness, let me destroy the foe before me and world reborn! Giant orbs of fire and light appear before the two. Their enormous heat seems to distort the whole world around them. What should we do? If those things explode, we're in trouble! Nichan, what do we do? Don't ask me. But inside this barrier, we're probably safe. And here, we're probably fine. Although that's a bit of an optimistic estimate. Say your last words, Proxima! Leave some last words for your mother! Light of Rondo Trinity! Flammomundus Regenesis! The two huge energies collide. This is pretty incredible. The concrete wall around our house is melted away. Just how much heat are they throwing around? Actually, the whole block is on fire. Wow, look at it burn. Whoa, stop. At this rate, my house will. You'll blow it all up, goddammit! Yeah! Thanks to the barrier, I don't feel any heat or get so much as a scratch, but, half of the house was completely blown away and the rest is on fire. It's over. It's all over. No, I take it back. It's not over at all. After all, those two are still... stubborn? Give up already. That's my line. Those two are still releasing magical energy. In that case, eat my super ultimate magic! Perfect! There's more? Cut it out! I let out the angry shout of the century in an effort to stop them. For just a moment, it seems to work. But it turns out that the battle stopped for a different reason. Ah, so that's where it was! A beast? Why is this beast here? Suddenly, countless tentacles shoot out from the shadows and entangle their limbs, rather erotically. No! What are you doing? What is that thing? Nuku Jaguar! It's dinner. It's made of tentacles. It barely even looks like a jaguar, and it doesn't so much as resemble Nickel Jaguar. Thank goodness you made it out of its belly. Don't get cocky, I just got surprised in the middle of my chant. And Shinichi's voice distracted me too. Normally, I'd never let something like a Niku Jaguar get an upper hand on me. But that was my Niku Jaguar. I win again. 42 wins, 1 loss, and 1 draw. While the monsters are chatting, I somehow manage to get rid of the police and the fire department and apologize to the neighbors. Now I can relax. How in the world did he manage that?
Shinichi?
Excuse me, Shinichi? What? That is sorry. I just lost my temper, and that's all right. To be honest, my guts are boiling, but it was unavoidable. The princess of a militaristic nation is staying in my house. This sort of thing was bound to happen. Most of the fault is with my dad. I have to think that way to keep going. But still, that was a shock. Really, such a shock. Battling with magic like that. It feels like we got to see something special. You two sure are carefree. Looking at our house half destroyed and about to collapse, it's hard enough to keep from crying. I'm sorry, Shinichi. No, it doesn't matter anymore. No, that will not do. It's my unworthiness that brought this about. I'm truly sorry. Honestly. Naja, you're hardly one to talk. I know, but I have a chance to restore my honor and clear my name. Do you really? It should be obvious. Eventually, I will become Shinichi's wife. Then I can have him forgive me. No, that's not how you get someone to forgive you. I see. In short, the Empire plans to use Shinichi Mikuria, is that right? You make it sound so disreputable, but I guess you could put it that way. Well, that's right. She admitted herself it was a political marriage. I see. In that case, I'll marry Shinichi instead. Huh? 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 Shinichi, let's get married. From now on, you can call me... Right, call me Proxy. I don't mind if my beloved calls me that. It's kawaii that way, right? Proxima-san. It's Proxy. But hold on, Proxy. What are you thinking? I don't want you to call me Proxy. Shut up. What are you even thinking? Essentially, it means that I do not need to defeat you. If you cannot marry Shinichi, then your loss is assured. You will not be able to use Mikuria. So all I need to do is marry him first. Not even you can win at that point. What nonsense! Marrying me would be much more advantageous. What would he get by marrying the likes of you? All of the catalog would welcome him. It would raise high the morale of all the people of our nation. It would mean the end for your empire. Those things only help you. They have nothing to do with Shinichi. To him, there's no benefit at all. There is, eh, Shinichi? Hmm? What? My tail is bushier and my haunches are supple. And what's that about? And my breasts are smaller and more elegant than yours. I outdo you in every respect. That's not a plus for me. You idiot! Proxy loses! In this world of Japan, bigger breasts are celebrated. What, really? How utterly foolish in the first place Shinichi would never betray. Hey, Shinichi, where are you going? Hey! I've had enough. Destroying my house wasn't enough for them. Apparently they want to make a mess of my whole life, too. Wait a moment, Shinichi. You'll marry me, right? Nothing good will come out of being with a woman like her. Come with me, Shinichi. Would you both shut up for a while? I want to be alone. I decide to hole up in the half-destroyed living room. My room is still in one piece, but with the stairs gone, I can't get to it. And there's no telling when it might collapse. But this is my house. I never expected things to go this way. Nii-chan, are you planning to stay here, or those two are feeling down now because you're sulking? Won't you forgive them? You two are still carefree, huh? We're not carefree, we're just lucky to be alive. Yeah, we could have easily died back there. Yeah, alright, that's right. They really are right. One wrong step and I'd be dead. Though, of course, it was the barrier that saved us. But I just can't forgive them. I get it. You need to think about this a lot more, Oni-chan. And we're gonna give him some time to think because I'm done with this current episode of Princess X, and we'll see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner for more Princess X. Stay tuned.